Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast about current events shaping our world. This is your host, Sangeeta. I'm from India. And joining me in this episode are two young co-hosts from Delhi.
I am Akmal. I study in grade 8 and I'm in Bosco Public School of New Delhi.
Hi, I'm Pranay from New Delhi and I study in grade 6 from Bosco Public School.
Welcome Pranay, welcome Akmal. It's a pleasure always to chat with kids. I hope you all have had a good vacation. I know school starts in a couple of days. In this episode, what we're going to be talking about is innovations made by children. Have you heard of children who have been inventors? Or have you only heard of adults who have been inventors?
Ma'am, I have seen on YouTube, there is a channel. He's a teenager and he invents many new devices for the differently abled people and different kinds of devices which we can use in our daily lives.
Wow, that does sound very interesting. You know, perhaps to encourage people like this teenager you're talking about, India has something called the National Innovation Fund. In this episode, we are going to be talking about some of the most interesting ideas that have made it to the list of winners over the past few years. I'm not going to give away the whole story. I will tell you some details about the idea and you need to fill in the gap. You can ask me questions before you make your final guess. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. So here's the first couple of sentences about the idea. So for children who cannot afford devices and the internet and still want to study using videos and online worksheets, a 12th grader from Vadodara in Gujarat, his name is Karthik Joshi, he's come up with an idea. He has suggested that the government or any NGO can install devices that are connected to the internet in public places. And any student who wants to study can walk up to the device and operate it. But then, of course, this can't be free. And remember, this is for children who cannot afford to spend money either. So this device works using a token system, and if the student drops a token into it, he or she can study for up to 10 or 15 minutes per token. And this token is not money. What is the token suggested by the student Karthik Joshi? Now, before you make your final guess, you can ask me questions if you need to.
Is the token in an hard thing or it's an online thing?
Oh, fabulous. No, it's something that you carry in the real world with you. So it's not a digital token.
Is it something related to the school?
No, it does not have to be related to a student at all.
Ma'am, is it like a strip which has some sort of pictures in it which can motivate the child?
No. This is nothing to do with motivating the child. This is a child who is already motivated, who wants to study, but he or she doesn't have the means for it. Like they don't have money at home.
Ma'am, is it something related to a paper which has a barcode?
Nice, interesting thought. So where would the child get this paper with the barcode?
From the place where he or she's doing the work.
Oh, you mean that same public place itself will generate papers with barcodes? Press some button which says print and then you'll drop that paper.
Yes, ma'am.
No. So I'll give you a small hint here. So the child has to bring something. This token, the child has to bring typically from his or her own home.
Ma'am, is it disposable garbage?
Very close. If you can narrow it down further, it'll be fantastic. This piece of disposable garbage that we are talking about is something we can find in almost all of our homes.
Ma'am, is it plastic?
It is made of plastic. Narrow down a little further.
Is it a plastic bag?
Plastic bottles?
Yes, plastic bottle is the right answer. An empty plastic bottle will act as the token. So for every one empty plastic bottle that this child can drop into that, this place which will have a device which could be a laptop or a tablet with internet, the child will get 10 to 15 minutes of time to access whatever are their learning videos and worksheets. So So if they bring 10 such, they can, you know, work for a much longer time.
Wow!
What do you think of this idea?
And this idea is very good, and in many countries, there are machines which give money to people in return of plastic bottles.
Really? Which countries have you seen doing this?
Ma'am, like in the videos I have seen, like USA and Canada, like countries, and Switzerland have these machines in which we can put plastic bottles, and in return of that, they give us money.
Oh, wow. In India, how do you think we get money? We don't have fancy dispensers that we can drop our plastic bottles into and get money in return. What do you think we do in India?
Ma'am, like there are people who collect metals and plastic bottles from us, and in exchange, they give us money.
Absolutely. So the recyclers who come to our homes in our neighborhoods, take all of this and they give us money in exchange. You know, the countries you're talking about, like the US or Canada or Western European countries, are a little labor scarce. They don't have as many people to do this job. So they'll have all these fancy devices where you can drop your plastic bottles and get money in exchange. But you know, there is a school in Africa which operates to serve children who come from the underprivileged background. And the school takes its entire fee only in plastic bottles.
That's a nice idea.
Yes, right? So they'll take all the plastic bottles.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they can dispose of and, you know, make money from the recycler. And that's one other way by which they keep their neighborhoods a little cleaner. Fabulous ideas, right? I've just got one more idea, which also won an award from the National Innovation Fund of India. This is an idea from a 12th grader from a place called Virudhunagar in Tamil Nadu, and her name is Madhumita. So she came up with this tool for the hearing impaired. So people who are deaf, but these are people who also drive two-wheelers. Now they can't hear when somebody is honking or even just the sound of engines of vehicles coming from either side or from behind, right? So she came up with a device that can help people who drive two-wheelers who are also deaf to be able to react appropriately when there are vehicles coming from behind or from either side. Do you want to take a wild guess what her innovation might be?
Sensor which catches the vibrations and then figures out what thing it could be, just as a honk or a motor which has been started.
You are on the right track, Pranay. Just take that idea and run a little bit ahead. So this is a sensor which is going to be studying vibrations. Absolutely right. I don't know if it's going to convert it into a honk, because a honk is not of much use, right? Because the person who's driving is anyway deaf. So a honk is not going to help them.
Ma'am, is it a display which is on vehicles?
Good question. It's not a visual display. I'll let you figure out what mode they are using to communicate, which of the sense organs they're going to use to communicate this to the person who's riding the two-wheeler. It is not the visual part.
Ma'am, sense from the touch?
Yes, it is by using the sense of touch that the deaf person can receive that input. So where do you think this will be placed on the two-wheeler?
Ma'am, somewhere near the handle or the brakes.
Brilliant. It is very much near the handlebar. I want you all to think and tell me, why do you think they avoided having a display?
Ma'am, because the driver would not be able to focus on the area, and instead he would be looking at the display.
Perfect. See, there's only so much the mind can also take, right? You've got to look at the vehicles in front, the traffic signal. Maybe there's a traffic policeman who's waving and someone's crossing the road. And if you've also got to look at a display screen to understand what's coming from behind, it can get a little overwhelming for the deaf person. So that's why they've kept the sensor. So the innovation is this. Madhumita suggested that there should be a sensor on the two handlebars of the vehicle. So any vibration that the vehicle senses on the road, it collects that information, and that is passed on the respective side of the handlebar. So if it's a vehicle coming from the right side, from behind, it'll come on the right handlebar. If it's coming from the left side, it'll come from the left handlebar. What did you think of this innovation?
It is a very nice innovation, and she had like used much of her brain and intelligence.
Yeah, I agree. It's better than studying for exams. She's applied all her learning in coming up with a practical solution or a practical application in her real life as compared to just poring over books. On this note, I just wanted to leave a small message to a lot of our listeners. It's very interesting that many of the winners of the National Innovation Fund have said that they are not necessarily toppers in their schools. So these are people who like to understand the concepts extremely well. So there, they will pay full attention to the teacher when they are teaching. They will also go over the textbooks, but they may not necessarily do very well in their examinations, but they try to use all those concepts and apply them in the real world in a very sensible manner. So what is your big, big takeaway from these two innovations?
Or is not a topper enough to make things. Then also he has capabilities and he can do many wondrous things.
Ma'am, the idea inspired me that whatever you have learned, if you put that in a particular place, in a good area, that will really help the world and you as well.
Yeah, that is true. Let's not just stop at learning things from our textbooks. Let us really start building something very, very useful for the real world around us. But I think it also leaves us with one small little point that, think about this girl, Madhu Mehta, right? Who's developed this sensor for the deaf. Think about this boy, Karthik Joshi, who's the one who developed the system that you drop a plastic bottle that can become a token. So these are people who are observing the lives of others around them. They are not just talking about solutions to problems of people who are just like them, right? So Madhu Mehta is not deaf, but she's observed somebody else who's deaf and who's riding a two-wheeler, and that is what has inspired her to come up with this idea. Similarly, Karthik Joshi goes to a good school, but he's observed how there are children in his community who can't afford to go to a school. So it is not just learning from our books or from our schools very well. It's also about observing what's going on in the real world around us, right? That'll also help us come up with some great applications that can solve real world problems. And now on to the next part of this episode, our quiz time. I have three questions for our listeners based on what we were talking so far. And now, listeners, you can answer the questions directly if you're listening to this on Spotify. If you're listening to this on any other podcast channel, you can send me your answers via email to hello@wsnt.in. Now, listeners who got all three answers correctly will be invited to join me in a podcast episode just like Pranay and Akmal here did. So do leave your contact email ID also along with your answers. So now on to our three questions. Question one, a school asks students to bring plastic bottles as their fee. Where is this school located? Question two, say true or false. The innovation for the deaf who ride two-wheelers displays a screen with additional information in front of the rider. Question 3. Are all the winners of India's National Innovation Fund first rank holders in their school? Remember, leave your answers and your contact email IDs if you're answering on Spotify. Else, send me your answers via email at hello@wsnt.in. And for kids who like the idea of hosting their own podcast episodes, we have a 5-day training course this summer. Details can be found in the show notes below. That's it from us today. Bye from me, Sangeeta, and also from Akmal and Pranay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.